Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? It's Tuesday night. I got my nights mixed up. And it's been a beautiful day today, and it's so good to be here tonight with you guys. I have a great show tonight planned for you, and I'm going to enjoy doing it, and I'll share with you how I got the idea. If you don't hear me or I break up, somebody, Joy, you're on the phone, I see that, so if you can just text me and say, hey, you're breaking up or whatever, would be great. Anyway, getting back to how the show started or how I got the idea for the show, I have been taking my dogs to the bark park or the dog park, and they are a handful. And I have a two-year-old French bulldog and a year-old Chesapeake Bay retriever. And they're just really amazing, wonderful creatures. They really are. And I've been able to really connect with them much more because I'm spending a lot of time with them. And the reward is wonderful and great. So anyway, I'm at the bark park with them a couple days ago, and my little Breeze, she's, as I said, 2 years old, and she doesn't listen unless she absolutely has to. So she takes off, and she's on the other side of the fence, and I looked at my Chesapeake Bay Retriever rescue dog. She's a boxer mix, too. I said, go get her. Go get your sister from another mother, Breeze. So off she went. And she came back within 2 seconds because you know how fast dogs can run, right? And I'm a runner. They still can kick my butt. She brought her back to me. So I thought, that's really cool. And then I met a lady there. And I'll get to that in just a few minutes. So I was like, today I was thinking, I go, well, what should I do the show on? I was going to do it on something else because I had a special speaker and she got sick. And I said, I'll do it on this. And that's what the angel said to do it on. So some of you guys really want to communicate with your dogs or your animals or your pets, or you want to communicate with other animals, right? Let me give you a couple of different secrets to do that with, because I can do it. I know that a couple of you guys that are on the phone already have been able to do it and continue to do it. So I'm going to talk about two things, but I'm going to do it on a different, in a different kind of way. I'm going to give you two secrets on an emotional level, a spiritual level, and a physical level, that, and they may overlap, that you can really work on to develop the skill of connecting with animals, including your pets, including the animals around you. And if you have a spiritual work in this arena, great. Then you'll get some ideas here, okay? So what are two things that you can do on a spiritual level? Well, let's give you some angels and some ascended masters that really help you with your animals, not only communicating with you or helping you communicate with them, but also, they can help you with, you know, healing. You know what I mean? They give you ideas there how you can work with animals to help them heal. And the last thing, I know that. And guess who the other one is? So if you get, it's an archangel, Archangel Ariel. She's wonderful, and I really enjoy working on her. As a matter of fact, we did a show with her on her, or a class on her a few months ago. And Archangel Ariel works with the environment. She also works with animals, wild animals, you know, any kind of animal. And Saint Francis is known, I think, you know, he was canonized as a saint a gazillion years ago. But he's known to work with animals, and I know he's recognized that in a lot of churches and a lot of different institutions like that. So anyway, so you can call on them to help you, and just you can call on them anywhere. Ariel says, I like being around the body of water. Sometimes the connection can be stronger when you work with me there, but it's not necessary. And St. Francis says, hey, you just ask for me and I'll show up. So anyway, and if you ask for me outside, I'll show up even, you'll feel the connection even stronger. So just two spiritual things that you can do is call on either one of these, just outside, say, hey, thank you for coming. Always attitude of gratitude, right? Some of you guys really, really, really practice that. And thank you for helping me communicate with animals. And show me what I need to do to work on myself to make this communication better. Remember, it's a mind-body-spirit thing, too, as well. So that's something that you keep in your thoughts and your heart. So you want to communicate with animals, let me repeat that. On a spiritual, we're going to cover spiritual, physical, and an emotional level. Call on St. Francis or call on Archangel, and call on Archangel Ariel. You can call on them both or either one to help you help your communication skills with them. And if you don't feel like you're good enough or not good enough, you're not strong enough, you can ask them what that animal's saying to you and compare it to what you're getting yourself, okay? So that's something that I got super strong today when I was meditating. and calling them anywhere, you can call on them outside. Ariel says, calling me around a body of water, you're going to feel my, you're going to feel me stronger around you. And St. Francis says, call me anywhere, call me outside, and you're going to feel it probably stronger. So that's more for us spiritual beings having a human experience, obviously more than for them. Now, one of the things I want you guys to remember, and this is really, really clear, and Angel Coaches is really practicing this, that all those that are involved as a coach or those in the background, because it takes a lot to do to put on a show like this to really have people, some great people. It's about a mind-body-spirit connection. So if you feel drawn to animals to help them, then really take care of your physical body yourself. You know what I mean? And your spiritual and your emotional body, because sometimes when you're communicating with animals, you're going to get some messages you may or may not like to hear, right, that can be challenging. And we'll go over that more in just a second. So those are two things that you can do on a spiritual level, is ask for Archangel Ariel or St. Francis, calling them at any time for healing, ask them to help you, okay, to help you with your communication. Now, what's on a physical level, what can you do? And let's look at that. How do you know what kind of messages you're getting, and are they real? And, well, first of all, you know, I have a friend of mine. She said, and it's Victoria. You guys know her. She's really sick today, so she's going to be on the phone tonight along with another friend of mine. Can you believe two people got sick? So I thought, well, divine and perfect timing. I'm supposed to do this, and so here I am. But Victoria says, you know what? I started working with the horses, and she's got a horse, and now that's her life's purpose and those kind of things. So two physical things that she has done is that she puts herself around the animals, okay, and she does it consistently. Remember, Aristotle, this is such a good quote. I found this for you guys. He said, we are what we repeatedly do, okay? We are what we repeatedly do. And so she's continually putting herself in front of the horses, working with them, riding them, learning, taking classes, and communicating with them. And she's got two dogs. She does that too with her dogs, you know, working with them, bringing them to the horse barn, all those things. She's a product of her environment. She practices what she preaches, so to speak. And she said, three, let me tell you how you communicate with animals in my mind. This is how I do it. She goes, I looked at my horse the other day and looked me straight in the eyes and then looked me on the head and said, I'd like a salt block. I'm tired of licking the metal. And if you've been around horses, I know exactly what she's talking about, okay? So, you know, I appreciated what she said. And she goes, so we got her a salt block. And she goes, there's a lot more things that you can do, you know. And I said, okay, well, that's cool. So she said, grab or hold your dog, look into her eyes, hold your kitty, look into his eyes. Have you ever tried to hold a kitty, you know, make him look straight at you? It might be a little hard. But look into their eyes if you can catch it and just connect with them like that. That's what she says. And I'm inclined to agree with her. Especially as you're developing your skill. Another lady, she's actually going to be on our show tonight, but she's going to be on another night. I met her, and she said, she was at the bark park, dog park. I call it the bark park for whatever reason. She was at the bark park with all the dogs, she says, I mean, she was commenting on my dogs. And she said, I said, where's your dogs? And she goes, oh, I'm just here, you know, visiting the dogs and getting my, you know, honing my skills. She goes, I am an animal communicator. I was like, wow, that's cool. So I said, look at my dogs. They won't sit still. She goes, that's okay. She goes, they came up to me, and your big one here, she said, my ear hurts. And I go, yeah, it does. I said, I felt that this morning, and I gave her, started her on antibiotics, and antibiotic that I had before that she had an ear infection because she likes the water and, you know, gets in the water and whatnot. And she said, well, they love being here at the park, and they think that you need to take them more. And I was like, well, I take them every day. So bottom line is they would like to be there more, and I get it. So she told me going on what she said, and she said, I want to do this as my soul's work. Okay, remember, this is a physical thing. She goes, so I put myself, Victoria said the same thing, around the animals so I can connect with them. And she goes, sometimes I touch them, sometimes I don't, but I'm always getting messages. And I go, okay, give me an example. And so she and I were chatting about it. She was going around, talking to me about some of the dogs and what they were thinking. And, one of them had told her that it didn't like because his mom and dad had done something, whatever. So, you know, she said, but what it does is it takes practice. Remember, Aristotle, who we are is what we repeatedly do. And I thought, well, that's a cool thing to say. So anyway, that's what she suggested. Two physical things that you can do once again is, you know, look in their eyes. That's what Victoria does, and she, you know, communicates with them all the time. One of them told her the other day it wanted more water and wanted a different bucket. She's hysterical. I can't wait. She goes, that's just two secrets I'll tell you about. There's so many more. And this lady said the same thing, but I'm just sharing two. They're going to do a class, and there'll be a lot more you guys can get, but something to get you started. So this is what you can do on a physical level. Spiritual level, remember, connect with, ask for Archangel Ariel or St. Francis so that they can help you with your animal communication and also healing. And really look at your dogs and your cats at home. This is something both of them told me, and I got this in meditation as well, because I've spent a lot of time with my animals, right? And so you spend a lot of time with your animal, you know what I mean, and learning what it wants. You know, you guys probably already communicate with them on some level because, you know, when your dog looks at you, what it wants, right? You know, my dog the other day, I was on the phone, was barking, jumping up and down, both of them were. It was, like, quite entertaining. And I realized they're saying, hey, get off your butt, get out the door and take us for a walk, you know. And what I did do is I got off my butt, put the phone down, and took them for a walk. You know, and I realized what they were doing. And then you can really start connecting with them a lot because this lady told me this. She said, when I'm driving in my car sometimes, and she goes, I started, you know, doing what I'm telling you to do or sharing with you she told me and what Victoria told me and what I've done myself. She goes, I came to the park, you know, and then I prayed and meditated, of course, because she's a spiritual person, and asked for help. And she said, I also came to the, you know, park for dogs and enjoyed them and really started connecting, not with one, but as many as I could, you know what I mean? And so she practiced her skills. She says, it's gotten to the point now, you know, with my own animals and where I can be driving in the car and I'll get a message. I'll tap into them or they tap into me because they can tap into us, right? And we can tap into them. And that they are, she said the other day, I got a message that my dog was really dying to go out and needed water. Okay, so anyway, she said, when I got home, I want to go out and need water. And she was so sweet to go over all this detail with me. And so she said to me, she goes, you can do the same thing. And I shared an experience, which I'm going to share with you. This past week or so, both my dogs, they had gotten something that had made them sick, right? You guys didn't get the picture. I crate them a lot of times at night. Sometimes they could sleep with me. And anyway, long story short, I crated them, and when I leave, I always crate them, okay, because I work from home. But, you know, they'll just have a whole parade there, party there with all the papers and all, you know, all these things, you know. So I just crate them, especially if I'm going to be gone a long time. If I'm leaving for like 30 minutes or an hour, don't worry about it. But if I'm going to be gone longer than an hour, I'm going to crate them. So I've given them a bone. One of them didn't want it. And so I'm in my car, and all of a sudden I see my big dog, couldn't be the little one, had to be a big one. I see her getting sick on her stomach and a big old mess. Well, I walked in my house, and she was been sick on her stomach and a big old mess. So I was like, wow, thank you. can you tell me before I leave? So those are things that you can look forward to doing too as well. And so that's something that she said that, you know, both of these girls have told me that you just practice and that's going to help you really, really connect. So that's what you can do on a physical level. I think I covered the spiritual. Let's talk about the emotional level too as well. Couple things here, and this is something I got in meditation before, and I got it again today. One of the things that you do is when you're meditating is realize that instead of thinking about animals being lower than you or you being higher or that kind of thing, it is an energy exchange between two beings, however you want to say it, that have the life force energy in you. You have the life force energy, which is part of God, and so does your dog, your cat, your horse, your potbelly pig, your cow, whatever. I'm not saying be a vegetarian or anything, but just recognize and have respect for that life force energy. Instead of it being below you, just I wouldn't even think about it like that. That's probably going against what's that guy, Caesar, whatever. But I'm not saying that he sits down, your dog sits down and eats off the table, but have respect for that life force energy. You guys know what I mean. And then the other thing is that you guys, on a soul level, you have it in you to that you've been here before, you know, working on animals. I think Doreen Virtue actually talked about that before with her own self. She, you know, had a past life. So if you're feeling a calling or being drawn to work with animals and help them, then instead of feeling sympathy for them, feel compassion for their circumstances, okay? Because when you feel sympathy, you can't move. You're upset, right? And respect that life force energy that's in your animal or in animals to say, okay, I'm going to show you compassion instead of sympathy. Sympathy is a lower vibration. And compassion will help you get off your butt and move and get it done. Get to the dog park, get to the horse barn, go to Africa, wherever it is that you go to really communicate, you know, and connect with animals. So that's a couple things again, and I'll share this with you before we close the call, is first of all, Archangel Ariel, St. Francis, call on them anywhere. Take care of your body. Take care of your spirit. Take care of your emotions, your mind, body, spirit, because if you're going to help an animal do that, do it for yourself. Put your oxygen mask on you. and then practice. Go in and practice. Go put yourself around animals. Both of these women told me they put themselves on a consistent basis around animals. And consistent might be once or twice a week for you. It may be 7 times a week for you. I don't know. You'll figure that out, okay, because that's a number. But just put yourself consistently around the animals and make sure that, you know, when you're doing that, you know, connect with them. See what they're thinking. You know, ask them. Say, what are you thinking? And or see if you can feel it for yourself. You know, like my dog had an ear infection, and she had told me the same thing. And she drives me crazy, right? You guys know your dogs, your cats, your animals can drive you crazy. And then recognize that, show compassion for them, okay? Don't feel sympathy or sorry for them. Because when you're feeling sorry, you're adding to whatever kind of thing that's been done to them, you know, and you're not getting off yourself. You know, the animal's going to feel sorry for itself. No, well, it's going to feel bad that it's stuck somewhere. So if you have compassion, then you can get up and move and make it happen rather than being, you know, looking, oh, that's so bad. I saw that on TV. Can you believe that's happening? Are you picking up the phone and you're calling and you're making it happen, you know, and helping, or you're doing the work and studying or, you know, those kind of things. So I hope that makes sense to you guys. I hope that you can, you know, understand that. And if you practice that, the animal communicator said, it came to me. I forgot that I was even doing it. And then all of a sudden I was getting the communication from the animal. And they were telling me what they were thinking and what they were feeling. Victoria does the same thing. And she says, I'll teach class. She goes, I can show these people how to do it. And they both gave me 2 speakers. I hope that I helped you tonight. I gave you a couple things myself, you know, that my dogs did. My little and my big one got sick, and they both sent me messages when I was out on the road. They didn't send me before. They sent me out when I was out on the road, but I guess their stomach wasn't hurting then. So one got sick one day, and one got sick a few days later. But so the mind, body, spirit, take care of yourself. The emotional part, the spiritual part, I told you what to do, and also, or what they told me, and I got in meditation. So you got enough to work with. Start there. The most important thing is that you start. When you get off, if you feel led to that, animals are your work, and you want to do a spiritual work with them, whatever that looks like, make a phone call or write a list of things that you need to do to get that done. Okay, and start. Make a phone call, send an email, or whatever. And remember this: if this has been part of your work now, if this is what you feel is part of your work now, ask for that information to come from your soul, because you've probably done it before and your soul has a memory of it and can share that with you in this physical lifetime. Okay? So anyway, remember this, what Aristotle said. Let me repeat that too as well. So I loved it. We are what we repeatedly do. So that's a good thing. Anyway, you guys, we have another show coming up on Thursday night. We've got a special speaker, which I'm super excited about. And we also have new coaches and a whole new site being launched and new books, spiritual books that will help you grow spiritually, emotionally, and physically and connect with angels and your higher power and live with peace and joy and confidence and have a lot of love. That's coming out very soon, and I'm teaching a class this weekend, and I'll put a notice out about that. But go to our page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Like our page, put a comment on there, what you think, what you'd like to hear, if you want to have a subject covered that we haven't covered yet, or maybe we have, but it's been a while, and let me know what you think, because you guys, your thoughts are important. And then send an email, if you'd like, to angeltree@angelcoaches.org. Terrye at angelcoaches.org, or go visit our site. I also do readings, and I forget to tell you guys this. I do it on animals, your power animals. Isn't that cool? Because we each have power animals. Some of us have more than one power animal. And if you want to know who yours are or who yours is, then give me a call or send me an email. And I also do angel readings as well. And coaching, using my intuition and psychic ability, and you have it as well, so I'll show you how to tap in and log into your own. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now, and this call is over. Okay, bye, everybody.